Hello, and thanks for joining us on episode 19 of Paranormal United States. This is Maryland.
Yes, so Maryland. So for this one, I'm going to talk about a canal. And I'm only going to say the name once because I'm probably going to just completely fluff up the pronunciation. But it is the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal.
Cool.
That's probably totally wrong.
Sounds good.
It's also known as the C&O Canal. So I'll stick with the C&O Canal. Almost 185 miles long, the C&O Canal connected Washington, D.C. to Cumberland in Maryland from 1831 until 1924. So it's been there, obviously, quite a long time ago. Its primary use was to transport coal from the Allegheny Mountains. And since the canal closed in 1924, it's just been a national historical park. The water's still there, but obviously it's not used by boats or anything. And you can walk alongside it and stuff. That's it, really. However, I'm going to talk about this because the canal is home to quite a number of ghostly legends.
Ooh.
This is quite a good one, actually. Some mad stuff. So the first thing I want to talk about is around the 33 to 34 mile mark near to Edwards Ferry. This area is also known as the Haunted House Bend. Don't know why it says haunted house because there's no actual house. It's just called Haunted House Bend. He knows no house. But during like the Civil War, boats were used on the canal to transport soldiers to the nearby Battle of Bull's Bluff, which is one of the first, either was the first or one of the first battles during the Civil War. And a lot of soldiers that were killed would fall into the canal, or the bodies end up in the canal and end up floating downstream all the way to Washington.
Pleasant.
And there's also boats that have been sunk on the canal and the bodies are in the water. And it's said that the departed ghosts of the soldiers now haunt the area. And in the years after, boatmen on the canal reported hearing strange noises, including blood-curdling screams and moans out of the blue. And some refused to like moor up at night there. They feared to just keep going and move on for a bit more, for then stay in this haunted house bend area.
Sounds like a plan.
In a diary of a soldier from Maine, he wrote that the company's pickets heard unearthly noises from the rocky shores and woods only 1 year after the battle. The mules alongside the boats would sense it and they would start to become a bit restless and they'd hurry through the area as if spooked by something, which is quite unusual. There were also tales of a red-bearded man and an African-American woman being seen, but on a second look, they disappeared. There's also tales of a ghost dog that can be seen just wandering around in the woods and the hedges that are around the side of the canal. When people go look for it, it's just not there. Another spooky area of the canal is what's called the Pawpaw Tunnel. Where it began on the Pawpaw Tunnel, located at mile 155 in 1936, and it's supposed to only take 2 years to construct. However, over a decade later, it was still incomplete, eventually taking 14 years to be
Jesus.
finished. So that led to a lot of frustration in the workers and a lot of violence erupted from it, particularly between workers of different ethnicities. So there's quite a lot of violence, and these clashes would lead to all-out brawls,
Christ.
with lots of people being attacked, murders were reported, and there was destruction of local saloons and other establishments like along the canal. The lock house at Lock 64 was burnt down one night, killing the lock keeper who was inside, and his body was found the next day. So that resulted from like the workers fighting, getting frustrated with
Jesus
just the
Christ.
amount of time. It's probably not an easy job to
No.
It was like a bit of a marvel in an engineering marvel, the whole canal, especially this tunnel. It cut out like six miles of the
Okay.
canal, a little cut through. But now this lock keeper that was killed in the fire, his spirit now roams through the tunnel. There's been inexplicable shadows and people hearing disembodied whispers. They were being seen and heard when people walk through it. Yeah, so like I said, there's a number of riots and brawls that took place, and murders were reported, and of which disembodied voices and screams can be heard by locals that just walk through the tunnel. And paranormal investigators go there quite a lot because it's a tunnel itself is nearly a kilometre long. And you can see from the picture behind me, it's obviously pitch black inside once you're walking through.
Oh, I bet that's creepy as hell.
Yeah, imagine it's just like a walkway with like a raised like bar on the side to stop you walking falling in the canal. So it's like, yeah, like a kilometre long pathway to walk through. So ghosts, hunters and paranormal investigation groups like to go there. Especially all the history there and murders and shadows being seen and voices being heard. And this YouTube user by the name of Wolf Driver, I thought it's pretty cool because it's called the Paw Paw Tunnel, like a dog paw. Anyway, he's a dog trainer and adventurer, and he visited the tunnel with a group of explorers.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some like equipment with him just recording stuff. And they heard this disturbing piece of audio where you can hear a whisper that they captured on one of the audio recorders. So I play it a couple of times. There is background music from the video that I couldn't get rid of. So it plays a little bit of the music. You can hear the water in the background, just rush running in the background. But just listen, I play it like three times, and then just you can hear the whispering at the end, see what you make of this. Once more.
So that whispering sounds what we're listening to, yeah?
Yeah, the little bit.
There's
like a second of it, but it's just, they were silent when they were recording, they just picked up this. It's hard to make out what, it sounds like they're into our words, but can't really.
Yeah, it's kind of just out of earshot, but like you say, there's definitely somebody saying something, just can't quite make it out. Each time I thought, I know what it says, strange.
But in that YouTube video, it's only like 4 minutes long, but like they're walking along, it's in the dark, and it is quite, like all I can hear is like the water mainly, like in the background, and it is quite a spooky walk, but I'd love to do.
Yeah,
I'd love to do a walk like that. So other reports, sort of from the canal, it says reported that the ghost of an Indian chief on the 14-mile level around the big pool area, he's just been seen walking around. A lady ghost was reported on the 2-mile point at Tattoglen between locks 28-29.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd walk over the wasteway down the towpath and to the river, but then disappear.
Oh, wow.
And one of my favourite sort of little tidbits is a report of buried treasure somewhere between Nolan's Ferry and the Monocacy River. And apparently you can find it if you follow, there's a ghost of a robber that can be seen from time to time on moonless nights. And he crosses over the Monocacy Aqueduct carrying a lantern. And if you follow this ghost, he will lead you to the buried treasure.
Oh, wow. I wonder if I'm assuming nobody's found it, though.
No, not yet. Unless someone found it and just ran off with the treasure.
Yeah, maybe. Wow, okay. Somewhere to have a look at next time we go to Maryland.
Yeah, so that's my little introduction to the C&O Canal in Maryland.
Yeah, so thanks for joining us. That was episode 19, Maryland.